A gitvach, a mazeldike vach, tonight, chuf sein ihr, is the yutzat of the kedoshim fin dem stud veritzki, de heilige seide, Reb Shulam Neuch, ben Reb Moshe Dov, san rebetzen, de kinderlich, de einiglich, vachol anshe kehille kedoshim veritzki, Hashem nyim kam dumam, they should have a lechtige geneiden, they should be melitzi yeshurifas, and eretz, eretz, al techasse dumam. This Tuesday, Chuf Tessir, is the Yutzat von Heiligen Reb Meila Primishlana. Reb Meila Primishlana was born in Tuf Kif Mem Gimel, that's 1783, and he passed away in Tuf Reish Yid, that's 1850. Reb Meila Primishlana was an einigel from Reb Meir Agudel from Primishlan, who was one of the Chavrai von Heiligen Bashem HaKudish. He was a Talmud from Reb Motche Kremnitzer, from Reb Moshe Leib Sasseve. He used to travel to some Heiligen Rishene. But he was b'yedidus with all the tzaddikim in the dor, from the Goyin and from Reb Shloime Kliege, bis in Rishene v'ad b'chlal. But his yedidus with the Rishene was an unbelievable yedidus, so much so, when the Heilige Rishene was incarcerated in jail, that whole tkife, the Rebbe Meirel locked himself into a dark room and he did not step out. It was for a lengthy time. And in addition to that, he didn't allow them to bring him in a bed. He sat or he stood. That's where he davened. That's where he lived. Didn't go into a bed and sat in a dark room. The ganze tkife, hum mitladmen, heilige rishene. Even though, and Rebbe Meirel was known to be a barich hakoidesh bapoil, yeshias, gave away every penny to tzedukah. And even though his derech from the heilige rishene was mamash kerchoik mizrach marav, the rishene was malchus shebamalchus, and Rebbe Meirel and Primishlan, there was a nias ad lamoid. He always said as follows. He says, "My chava the rishene, he could have money and it doesn't affect him. Hoyin voishe beveisoi, and even though he has hoyin voishe beveisoi, it's at kusai made this lawad. He's the same tzaddik. But I, Meirel, I can't live like such a medraigi. You know what I need to do? Pisa nusen lev yoinim, and that's the only way it's at kusai made this lawad. If I don't have any money." In my house. There was once, one of the tzaddikim came to Reb Meirel from Primishlan, and he tells him that he is coming for a bruche, kimtzach gezegen, and that he plans on moving to Eretz Yisrael. The Reb Meirel freaked him, you know, moving to Eretz Yisrael, that's a huge expense. Where are you taking money for this trip? She says, Reb, I don't know. After I leave from you, I'm going to get a bruche. I'm going to start traveling around. I'll raise the money and I'll go in the Eretz Yisrael. Ramayel looks at him and says, no. Ich bin nicht maskem. Is that tzaddik vidi to waste time collecting money going from shtetl to shtetl for a few kopikas here, a few kopikas there. It's going to take you months. Bittel teure, the avdus Hashem. Stay here by me for a day or two. I'll raise the money. No, this tzaddik, this is an offer that nobody pierces up on. And the Meirel turns around to the Gabi, says, you know, there's a Yid waiting outside, call him in. The door opens up and a wealthy looking person walks in, and that person thought it was a mistake because he saw somebody sitting by Reb Meirel Primishlan. And Reb Meirel says, no. I said, I would like to speak to both of you. And he tells him, I want to tell you both a story. I think you'll both benefit from it. And he looks up at the seat. He says, you know, there lived a very wealthy person. His name was Moshe. And this Moshe lived in a derfel, and he had a neighbor, Matas. Matas was a balpanusa, not a gevir like Moshe, but Matas was a balpanusa. Anytime an Uraman would come into town, they would knock on Moshe's door. Moshe would basically, very rudely, send them to the neighbor, Matas. This is not an inn. Leave me alone. There's a neighbor next door. He'll take care of you. Matas was more than eager to host all these guests, and his house was an open house. The problem was that Hayoist that Moshe was the Gevir, the people in the shtetl gave Moshe Kovid and they weren't so Mechabed Matas. Why did they give Moshe Kovid? Because he was the Gevir, the Groyser Gevir. In Himmel geworden a Groyser Kitrik. A Groyser Kitrik, and the Kitrik was that Moshe should lose the money and the money should go to Matas. And they were about to give out that decree, and the Leon Uvi came to Gai and he says, no, the seed has some schis. I'm going down. Let me test him. Bez and Shlomala couldn't argue. Eliyahu Hanavi goes down. It's a cold, brutal winter day, and there's a knock on this Moshe's door. And a poor man in tattered clothes standing by the door, and the bottle opens up, and the poor man says, it's freezing. Please let me in. Give me something to eat. And the butler says, get out of here before my boss sees you. My boss sees you, he sees he's going to fire me, he's going to throw you out, just get out of here. He says, ich betech, let me in. Beine le beine, they're arguing back and forth, and the balbus, this Moshe, kommt zu gein, and he says, what's going on here? And this Uriman says, ich betech, let me into you. Just give me a shot of whiskey to warm up and let me sit by the fireplace. And Moshe says, do me a favor, go next door to Matas, was axed my cop. And this poor man is begging him, and Moshe picks up this poor man and throws him out. Eliyahu Hanavi standing on the steps of Moshe's house, crying bitterly for this Moshe. He comes up to Bezal Shomala, was kind of teen. He has nothing what to say in the defense for Moshe. Zuck der Meidl to the Seed, and Bezal Shomala is about to give out a decree. And Meidl rief Zechun to Bezal Shomala, no. Let me try. Please, Bezal Shomala. Let me try to see if I could do something with the seed. This Gavi is standing there, but Meidl hears a story and he faints and he collapses. They revive him, he faints again. He stands up, he says, Rebbe, do I have a hoffening? So Meidl says, yeah. If you give this tzaddik 400 ruble, then I could see to it that these are blab in the gevir. Sure enough, the seed peeled out 400 ruble like a bubala, gave it over to this tzaddik. And the seed went home. The seed became a crucible tzaddik, nish chesed. And the tzaddik went to Yisroel. You know, Rabbi said, the tzaddikim had unbelievable koiches for poiling yeshias for yidin, kindelach, buon achayim, azoin nerviche. They had another koich to take off any kitrig was segelegen of a yid, any kitrig that was hovering over a yid, they had a koich to take it away. The Eibusha helfen zechisa yugen alayni. Emach kan oimed de meshamas af shom oimed de meshamas azana meilet yoshefa and salah.